This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. With your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. I'll do the question of the day a little later. Let's get right to it. Steve House joining us today. Dr. Kelly Victory had a conflict today last minute that she couldn't join us. But Steve, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, John. How are you?
Doing well. Other than some of the information, every day is a new day, Steve. I know I shouldn't be surprised at anything, but every day we keep reading things that I just can't believe that not only this administration, but the folks that are following them, I don't understand why. The more and more we learn, and today learning, you know, from the Freedom of Information Act on how much the NIH has received, by the way, in royalty payments, Steve, I'm flabbergasted. I mean, I shouldn't be surprised, but I am.
Yeah, it's funny because you don't really think of a federal agency as someone that would get paid by commercial folks. I mean, you know, Secretary of State, you know, sell business licenses, but we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars in royalties on products that the government itself controls the distribution permission, at least, on, because the FDA approves the drugs or they don't approve it. So, you know, first of all, they get it as an agency. Why would they pay bonuses to people like Anthony Fauci, who's he's the highest paid government employee out there, other than maybe the president? So why doesn't that money go back into the treasury? Why does it go in bonuses?
Yeah, thank you,
folks.
I mean, the way I look at it, Steve, is these are people on the taxpayers' payroll. Any money, just like if you and I had people that worked for us, if they did something that you and I as business owners netted profit off of, those profits go back into the business's coffers. This is no different, and any money coming back in should go right back into the general fund of the taxpayers.
Yeah, the analogy to this would be if you were an IRS agent and you collected additional money from a taxpayer because they had to change their tax return and pay the government more. Do you get a percentage of that?
You shouldn't.
No, you should not. I mean, they work for a salary. I mean, you know, we in business, in commercial business, are taking risk, right? So when you own a business like you do, you're taking risk. You get rewards based on your risk. People working for the federal government, like Anthony Fauci, aren't taking any risk at all.
That's why they went to work for the government, Steve.
That's right.
I mean that sincerely. And that's, again, real quick, just a quick side note. I'm going to get on my soapbox for a minute. This is the problem with what's happened inside of government over all these years. At one time, we as employers in the private sector could compete with government because we typically paid a higher wage. We didn't have quite the benefits and or maybe the retirement plans that government had, and maybe even the same time off, but you usually paid more, and not usually, we paid more in the private sector. All that's been reversed, and now you and I as private employers have to compete with government over employees, and it was never intended to be that way.
No, it's exactly right. In fact, that's the whole idea behind government pay scales and benefits, were that, you know, the benefits were going to be richer, the retirement plans were going to be, you know, funded by defined benefits instead of contributions, because the wage was always going to be lower than it is in the private sector. But we went past that a long time ago. Now, having never changed the benefits and the retirement structure, it's always been more lucrative than what you can get commercially.
And by the way, these are things for all of you listening. These are things that we should be asking future politicians that head to Washington. Is there any thought process in fixing some of these things? Because, again, the more we learn, Steve, and we realize how much actual money is coming back into some of these individuals. It's not the there's no company here. This is government, and this is money coming directly to certain individuals. It's a bunch of crap, Steve.
It is. In fact, the second thing we were talking about, I think, ties directly into it, John, which is, you know, the awareness now that remdesivir, a hospital gets paid a 20% uptick when they use remdesivir on a COVID patient. And as Dr. Kelly would tell you, and many doctors would tell you, it's not only a drug that doesn't work for COVID, it's actually dangerous. There's so many people with organ failures that come as a result of it. The number of side effects have been horrible. The WHO has even said you cannot or should not use remdesivir to treat COVID in a hospital, but the U.S. is ignoring the WHO, who they, you know, this administration anyway, buys into completely, and giving remdesivir, even to the point where children who are a month old or older can take it as outpatients with the known side effects involving kidney failure and death. Why would anyone allow this or promote it when there's no evidence? I mean, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin do a better job than remdesivir does, but it's being promoted. Guess what? It was an AIDS drug that failed. You wonder, since Anthony Fauci was heavily involved in the AIDS process, are they holding a patent and getting royalties on remdesivir? Mm. They sure as heck are acting like it, which ends up being their bonuses.
Agree. And before anybody texts in and corrects, we should make a clarification. Anthony Fauci, when it comes to general type of work in government, we're not talking, you know, college, you know, state paid coaches and things along those lines. I realize there will be individuals, Steve, that make a lot more than Anthony Fauci do that work for quote unquote government. But in this area, and I think, you know, when you and I talk about working for government, frankly, I don't see a college. I mean, I realize a college coach is getting paid, but it's not really all taxpayer dollars. There's some quasi things going on there. Steve, as you know, the football departments at a lot of these colleges, you know, make money, in fact, make a lot of money for the college, offsetting even what they pay the coaches and so on. So please don't text me saying that we made a mistake. Steve and I are talking about in the general rule of what government workers do, he's one of the highest paid. Let's say it that way.
Well, yeah, and quite frankly, coaches in college programs, as opposed to working for a federal agency, are very different. Plus, they generate, as you said, I mean, good programs coached well generate even more money for the university.
Right.
So it's more than a break even on their salary.
They're
right. It's not like they're losing money. You can't say the same for folks like Anthony Fauci, who's been doing this for years and years and years. And God knows how much of that $350 million he's getting in royalties and how much has he gotten on other drugs over time.
Right. And really, Steve, I'll say it. I don't care if I step on somebody's toes when I say this. He's not a college coach. Even if he brings in X amount of revenue to the government through the things that he and the NIH do in regards to, you know, the production of certain items, again, those are government-led programs and items and so on, and no personal individual should be benefiting outside of their salary for those particular quote-unquote inventions. That's my feeling.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. Take it a step further. Not only shouldn't they be benefiting, they shouldn't be benefiting from something that they hold the key to approving,
yes,
whether it's safe to use,
yes,
for the American people or not.
Good point.
So how are we paying this guy bonuses when they're approving products like remdesivir, which is a repurposed drug that didn't work before, and now it's not only not working, it's actually hurting people.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of evidence, and it isn't us, it isn't conspiracy theory stuff. It's the WHO, the people that we don't like all that much, but they're still out there saying, don't use remdesivir.
Speaking of the WHO, you saw the article I sent you, and I don't know how much truth there is to it. I didn't get a chance to really investigate, but supposedly President Biden signed on to the, you know, WHO and the fact that we will now be under the UN's quote-unquote rule when it comes to how we handle any type of healthcare crises in our country. And I don't know, Steve, I didn't get a chance to check to see if that really, in fact, is true or not. That was an article that a listener had sent to me, so I have not been able to verify that.
Well, there's a vote coming up for sure on whether the WHO wants to take on that responsibility. I think it's in later in May or even in June. So I know that there's at least some consideration for it, John. I wouldn't say it's not true. I think we have to wait and see what happens on this vote. And, you know, Biden and the liberals are going to say, well, you know, it's for the world. It's better for the world if we participate in both the pain and the progress associated with health issues, which means, you know, like right now, I mean, you know, we know economically we're shipping diesel fuel out of the country to Central America at a very high rate, and yet we're short on diesel fuel.
Right.
The same thing is true with infant formula. We're sending it to
the border
to take care of, you know, kids that are coming in illegally to the country. We're also shipping medicines out to other countries. I think if this had been the case when the vaccines first came in, we would have seen a lot in a lot more countries, or a lot more of what the U.S. had in stock go out to other countries. In the end, we may have been a lot better off because less people would have been vaccinated and having longer-term immune problems. But it still comes down to the possibility exists, and the federal government under Joe Biden believes that we are part of a world that we should serve first.
Yep.
Donald Trump believed we should be serving America first, and then we would be stronger in helping everybody else.
And he is correct. We'll be right back. If you guys have a question for Steve, please let me know. You can text 307-200-8222 or call us. We've only got Steve on the line, so we can actually do another call that way. If you'd like to call in, you're free to do so. 303-477-5600. Absolute is next. I should say this correctly. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. And I talked about the whole house fan that they have that would offset what's going on with your air conditioning, thereby lowering your overall cost of keeping your home at an even temperature, even in the whether it's summer or winter, I should say. Either or. It doesn't make any difference. Call and ask about that today, 720-526-0231, or find them at klzradio.com.
You spend a lot of money on your furnace. Now make sure your investment pays off for years to come. Sign up for an Absolute Advantage membership to maintain your HVAC systems. Now free to KLZ listeners for the first year. Call 720-526-0231. The team at Absolute Electrical Heating and Air provides long-term customer service, meaning they don't focus on a one-time sale. They want to become your preferred home services partner for the lifetime of your furnace and beyond. To prove their commitment, they're offering free Absolute Advantage memberships to KLZ listeners for the first year, a $369 value. Receive waived dispatch fees during normal business hours, discounted after-hours service fees, a free yearly furnace maintenance and safety inspection, and more. Sign up for the Absolute Advantage membership now. Call 720-526-0231.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
Folks, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where you can get your free mortgage review today. Just give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500.
With rates on the rise, how do you get the best rate? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Did you know that when you get cash out, or your FICO score is below a 740, or you're financing a condo versus a single-family home, it will cost you more in rate and fees? Many lenders are charging more. Stop paying it. At Affordable Interest Mortgage, we have lenders that don't charge. Trying to purchase a second home, or is your loan amount considered a high balance or jumbo? There they go again, charging you more. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Let us show you a loan that doesn't charge more. Seeing a low rate but not reading the small print, only to realize all the extra costs and fees? Again, stop. Call 720-895-0500. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Quit paying fees and closing costs that are unnecessary. Get a low rate without all the extra costs. Let us show you how to save thousands. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. 720-895-0500. Serving Coloradans for over 20 years. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA.
All right, K&R Home Transitions is next. In fact, the ladies are going to join us at 4 o'clock. We'll talk more about real estate, what's going on in our state, plus around the country as well. If you've got any questions, we'll call them directly, 720-437-8210, or find them at klzradio.com.
Catherine and Robin aren't afraid to get their hands dirty. Just ask to see their fingernails. Once you hire them as your real estate team, K and R Home Transitions aren't afraid to do the work no other realtor would do. If they need to, positioning your home to sell for a higher price. They roll up their sleeves and get to work. For one home foreclosure, Robin had to paint the fence outside while Catherine was painting the fireplace inside. You see, without their help, some of these homeowners would lose all their equity to the bank, walking away with nothing but damaged credit. Catherine and Robin even found a law firm willing to wait until after the sale to collect attorney fees because their client needed legal representation. The average real estate agent would never work this hard when you hire them. Call Catherine Pickering and Robin Lewis Oglesby of K&R Home Transitions now at 720-437-8210. Powered by Worth Clark Realty.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Steve House with me as Dr. Kelly had a conflict and could not be with us today. She should be with us next week. Steve, all of what we just went through and said, though, we also now have Biden, who gave a speech yesterday where he is wanting billions, not millions, but billions more when it comes to fighting COVID, which, frankly, at least even his side of the aisle is not willing to give in that. He's asking, begging, pleading for more money to, quote unquote, fight COVID. When do we stop the bleeding on this end of things? We haven't spent this much money on any other disease we've ever encountered, have we?
No, I mean, in relative terms, I mean, we may have done it in, you know, another way, but that's not what's important. What's important is, you know, there's very little evidence that we don't have a pandemic by the numbers anymore. We've got a virus that's, you know, relatively easy to survive. It's not easy on everyone, but I mean, you certainly can survive it. So with all those things, why the billions? Well, the other part of it is billions of dollars of stuff that went into the COVID relief went in, you know, ended up in Nigeria in other people's hands. It also ended up being spent on other types of projects that weren't related to COVID. I mean, if they can't manage the money we give them and we give them the money, then I don't see why we should let them give more money to people when they've lost control of what they already had.
On top of that, and this would be the other argument that I would have, which I said this really in the beginning of this, we're sending quote unquote vaccines, you know, all around, you already know my feelings on that, but we're sending vaccines all around the world to countries buying properly, and there are literally millions and millions of dollars of vaccines that are just going to waste. And the reality is, and this is where I don't think people really connect the dots, that's my money and yours, Steve, that we're now wasting.
I know, and that money, had it been spent in more appropriate ways, we might have a little lower inflation, we might have more oil and gas available to us, more diesel fuel. There's all kinds of things we should have done with that money other than waste it the way we did. But that's the way the government operates, because we've never held them responsible for fiscal matters, and certainly haven't done it in decades and decades, John, probably not in our lifetime.
No, and they talk billions like you and I talk about $100 bills.
That's correct.
Literally. And again, part of the problem, and kind of off topic, but not. It all correlates, if you ask me. You know, we have not done a good job of teaching young people now for several generations what, you know, how math really works and what these numbers even mean. And I've always said, Steve, it was done on purpose so that when we start talking about billions and trillions, the average person on the street has no idea how much that is.
Well, I think that's absolutely right. I think it's an important subject to discuss as we go forward, because even educating people on what is healthy for them and what is not. I mean, I think the simple equations Kelly was talking about regarding what is your risk and how do you manage your risk the most appropriate way. And for most people, that wouldn't have required a vaccine. And now we've seen so many different diseases. I mean, I hear something every single day, multiple people a day who've reported to the doctor's office and had some strange clotting problem in their leg. Mm-hmm. They've had myocarditis. They've had all these diseases relative to the vaccine. I mean, if people understood how to manage their own medical care from a risk perspective and they were educated to do that, we'd have a far better outcome in our population.
I agree. I had a question that came in, which you and I can answer. This is, you know, Dr. Kelly can chime in on this next week as well, but really this is, I think you and I can tackle this one, and that is, what is the best peaceful way for us as citizens to hold these that are in power accountable? You know, Fauci, CDC, FDA, and so on. And this particular person texting in wondered, you know, what you and I and Dr. Kelly have as ideas. I have ideas. I think they're very similar to yours, but I'll let you start.
Well, I mean, you know, you could always go with the route of vote the people out of office who don't hold them responsible.
Yep.
I think the second piece of this, of course, is if there's nothing wrong. People have always talked about, you know, donors attaching specific action to their money when they give it to a politician and suggesting that that's wrong. in a lot of cases it is, but I don't think there's any problem with saying to your congressman or senator, look, I'm going to donate to your campaign, but I want a solemn promise. If you're sitting on a committee that is supposed to review any one of these subjects, then you're actually going to do it. That, you know, if you, and mm-hmm. this is a one-time deal. If you do not stand in front of that committee or make a proposal to hold somebody responsible for why there is $350 million worth of royalty money
yep.
being paid out to people who control approval of the drugs that generate the royalty, I don't want to hear it anymore. I just don't.
Yep. That goes back to what we said a few minutes ago. I think right now, even as folks head into the campaign trail heavily for the 2022 midterms, these are some of the questions that ought to be asked. So, you know, my answer back to this person texting is, well, the only way you can hold those particular entities accountable and keep them in check is through our elected officials that are supposed to be working for us and represent us. That's the only way you keep these big departments, I guess what I should call them, Steve. It's the only way you keep them in check, right?
That is the only way you keep them in check. It's unfortunately become such an incumbent-based system that, you know, once you get into office, you know, people don't even think about it or worry about it. I mean, they have such war chests and such advantages. Holding them responsible doesn't get anywhere. I mean, I think that's why we've talked about our concern for the long-term viability of the country when a democracy mm-hmm. gets to the point where it really isn't a representative republic, because simply the representatives don't represent the public. They do what they want to do in order to have the careers and the money they
right.
want. And, you know, there's some good ones there, but right now I would say there's nowhere near enough good ones for America to survive in the long run.
No, I mean, maybe I'm being too critical here, Steve, but I would venture to guess 10, maybe 15% max if you go across the board, all the way from the House to the Senate, maybe 15% are what you just said. I would be hard-pressed to say more than that.
Yeah, think about it. There's one really good example that doesn't happen to be a Republican, and that's Joe Manchin. You know, I mean, Manchin's a Democrat, and he enables Chuck Schumer to be, you know, the guy in charge in the Senate. However, when it comes to principles, he stands up pretty strong.
He did yesterday.
How many guys will do that? Yeah, how many guys will do that in either House? You know, Kristen Sinema is the same way, also a Democrat. We had a young man who was on the House side who was a Democrat and a Catholic who said, no, I'm not voting for a bill that puts Roe v. Wade into code so that abortions can be done all the way till the day of birth. I'm not going to do it. I think people like that are there and they stand up. My question is, is there a Republican who would stand up like Manchin has stood up for the Democrats? Because he's been a good example for them.
I often wonder, why is he still on their side, Steve? That's the one I can't figure out.
Yeah, and how is it that they allow? They know what we know. We know Senator Johnson in Wisconsin knows. He's been on the calls I've been on myself. He knows that remdesivir is dangerous. You know, why are the committees in Congress who are supposed to investigate what's going on with royalties and the way the FDA operates, why are they doing absolutely nothing? They're allowing the American people to suffer and die under this. Unfortunately, there's not enough people in a group of people who understand what really happens to vote somebody out over it. But someone's got to be held responsible, because otherwise America doesn't survive. It really doesn't.
I agree. And to those that are listening, we do have some individuals that are standing up, taking a stand, doing the things that Steve just said. There was another gentleman, I can't remember his name, that was from the House of Representatives, that was basically talking about the you know, $40 billion of aid to Ukraine, wondering, wait a minute, time out. We don't have baby formula on our shelves, yet we're going to send $40 billion of aid to Ukraine, which, by the way, it's not all aid to Ukraine. There's a lot of fluff in that, things like, you know, dollars for embassy and all sorts of other things that, frankly, have nothing to do with helping Ukraine, you know, at all, but yet it's in that $40 billion package. So we do have people that are questioning that and holding people accountable.
We do, and you know, in the baby formula thing, here again, the federal government shut down the largest baby formula producing plant in the country 3 months ago, and we don't know why. No one's ever said why. They haven't restarted it either. So
yeah, and when you do that, I mean, and again, as leaders should be doing, when that happened, not to cause panic throughout, you know, throughout the land, but, you know, there should have been some warning that, hey, here's some things going on. We've had to shut things down. We're going to try to get things back up and running as quickly as we can. In the meantime, if you do have infants, we would suggest you having a little extra stock on hand just in case. None of that's been said until now, and now it's a crisis, Steve.
I know. It's always a crisis. They want the federal government to fix it. I mean, you know, all the money we might have been spending on infant formula and production, why did we put crack pipes in drug addict kits and deny that we did it and now we know it's real? I mean, how much money did we spend on crack pipes for America's drug addicts? I mean, those are things that are just not right.
I agree. And I know you've got, you know, things going on. You're tight on time. You good for another segment or do you need to get going?
No, I do have to get going.
Okay.
A business thing I got to do. But we have so much more to talk about beyond just the COVID stuff we see in the news. The downstream impact of what we did in this pandemic and how we managed it is going to keep us in conversation about how government works for probably years, John.
Steve, literally, and you know, nobody's wanting to admit this. Nobody's even saying it. You know, the administration currently, you know, we're going to blame Russia for high fuel prices. We're going to blame somebody else for, you know, the past administration for the inflation we have today. The reality is how we've handled COVID has a lot to do with both of those subjects I just said.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, it's government force. It's out of control. It's corrupt. And every aspect, and everybody who goes to Washington, D.C. has to understand that. And if somebody starts acting, we're just not going to get there.
Agreed. I'll let you go, Steve. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks.
Another call coming in. Whoever's coming in, hang tight. We'll get to you here as soon as I get done with the break. No worries. All right. I have a special announcement, though, before we go to break, because it's my grandson's birthday. I love my boys, all of my grandkids. Joshua, happy birthday from Papa. I love you more than I could ever say. All right, guys. High Five Plumbing is up next. Get your water quality check today. It's free, by the way. And don't forget, they'll waive all the service fees for KLZ listeners. So whatever you need plumbing-wise, from the production you know, coming in to the waste going out, they can take care of either end of it. 877-WE-HIGH-5. Again, 877-WE-HIGH-5. Or find them at klzradio.com.
You once dreaded calling the plumber. You worried about their integrity, reliability, and overall morals. That was before you knew about High Five. Now you have a plumbing company that shares your core values of giving back to the community. On top of excellent customer service, reasonable pricing, and friendly technicians, High Five Plumbing donates $500 per month to a charitable organization no matter what. That's because the owners, Levi and Cassie, care about the communities they serve beyond potential profits. On top of that, they donate $10 of every High Five Club membership so you can be part of their charitable mission. They even give 100% of the proceeds from all apparel sold to a charitable organization of the staff's choice every month. And they donate 1% of the revenue from a service truck each month. You care about giving back to your community and you need a great plumber. Now you're not scared to call a plumber because they prove they care through customer and community service. Call 877-934-4445. Or 877-WE-HIGH-5 for plumbing that gives back.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, who wants to help you with your future financial planning, which right now everybody needs help, guidance, and ideas on what to do. He's got a class, Al Step to Retirement, coming up next week. Actually, the second class of this first part was today, and he's got another one coming up next week. Call 303-744-1128 to find out more and talk to Al directly, or klzradio.com.
Maintain your budgeting momentum for retirement. Once you begin good financial habits, you're more likely to continue them. If you procrastinate, you're likely to continue procrastinating. A good plan will help your financial momentum, allowing you to see numerical projection of what it's going to take. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you strategize a great retirement plan that will include a clear picture of where you are now and an image of what you want your future to look like and include the steps necessary to get you there. With Al Smith's help, you'll learn how much you need to save in order to achieve your financial goals. Provide yourself with income that will last with the momentum of good habits. Al Smith can help people who are newly retired or have a 5 to 10 year window before leaving the labor force. You need to be realistic about your retirement with financial planning from Al Smith at Golden Eagle Financial. Visit klzradio.com/money to maintain or establish budgeting momentum for your retirement.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Bob in Thornton, you're next, sir. What's going on?
Hey, John, 2 days in a row.
Hey, I love talking to you. Thanks.
Oh, I hope you do. Let me start you out with my wife was born in the very early 50s.
Okay.
And she was the youngest, the very youngest, of seven children and came from a farm family.
Okay.
And her father told her, I guess when she was old enough to know, that she was a pet milk baby. Okay, now I looked that up on the internet.
Oh, I know what that is.
Back in the day, they would use, and there's recipes.
Yeah,
they
that's
would
right.
use evaporated milk, and you can still buy it, Carnation, Pet, different brands, boiled water, Karo syrup, and you'd make your own formula.
Yep.
If your mother, now her mother was very late in years when she came along, so they used that, okay? The other thing is, and this drives me crazy, I came from a family of five, and I was the second to the youngest, but when my younger sister came along as a surprise 9 years after I, they used a diaper service. Now, John, talk about filling up landfills with useless stuff. These young mothers keep their babies in diapers for convenience until they're 3 and 4 years old. And, you know, what's the matter with the washing of diapers out and reusing them and stuff like that? If these young mothers would look up these old recipes, and they're still around and they're still good for making their own formula.
Well, a lot of us lived on them as kids.
I don't
myself
know
included.
If I did or not. But I couldn't tell you. It was pretty young in my day. But I'm telling you, my wife, her father told her that you were a pet milk baby.
Mm-hmm. I remember that, Bob, and just I almost don't have any words to express over this other than I'm just spitting mad. We're sending formula to the border.
Yeah.
We're sending $40 billion, and I heard today that we're getting short on Stinger missiles because we sent so many over to Ukraine, and we don't have enough chips to keep the ones that we have, you know, going in production, so we're going to be short on our end if we're not careful in the not-too-distant future. All that going on, and we can't keep baby formula on the shelf, Bob? What is wrong with this country?
You know, John, it's all about convenience now. It's, I'm pregnant, I have a baby. Okay, fine if you had the baby. I got pregnant, it's inconvenient. I think I'll abort this baby and not take, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's convenience. But on the formula and the diapers and all that stuff, I mean, they got kids that you got grandchildren. I don't know if your children are keeping their babies in diapers until they're 3 and 4 years old.
No.
Telling you something right now.
No, we
John.
Went to the zoo a couple of Fridays ago, and the youngest that was with us was three, and nope, he's not in diapers. We did just fine.
John, I was born a long time ago. I'm much older than you, and I think at 1 year old, I was not only potty trained, I was potty training others.
Probably, Bob. I wouldn't
okay,
shock
I'll
me.
I'll let you go on.
You're
that.
The man, Bob. Appreciate it very much. And again, I just shake my head. We have a modern country, the most modern country in the world, as a matter of fact. We seem to do really well at helping all the other countries, sending vaccines worldwide, billions of dollars of them, by the way, your tax dollars. By the time it's all said and done, our total going to Ukraine, according to my math, it could be off at $100 billion or so going to Ukraine, at least, if not more. That's just for starters. And yet, through all of that, we for some odd reason can't keep baby formula stocked in this country. And who did you vote for, by the way? And by the way, don't come back and tell me this isn't his fault. It is. This is the current administration's fault. There's an old saying, everything rises and falls on leadership. This administration's been in long enough, you cannot blame this on the last one. So you betcha this is coming back on the current administration. So for all of you families that have young kids that are figuring out where to get formula from, I hope you remember that when you go to the polls in November and in 2024 as well. These are the consequences of decisions made in the last election. Now, I understand, and I'm a believer, that No, they didn't win fair and square. I know that, folks. So please don't come back and say, well, you know, we really did win. And, you know, Trump's really the... Okay, Trump's not the president. And stop telling me that he is, because he's not. And no, he's not working in some quasi way still running the country. It's not happening. Because frankly, don't blame all the problems we have on him. He wouldn't have them if he was president. We wouldn't have him if he was president. We lost for two reasons. I'll stop on this for just a moment. Yes, we got beat because of some nefarious things going on, and the movie 2,000 Mules proves it. And for all of you that say, get off and move on, you know, I don't talk about it much until there's solid proof. There's solid proof. Yeah, we got taken advantage of in certain areas of the country. And had those areas been done correctly, we probably would have won. But the flip side is, if all of you whiny crybaby Christians that are out there that couldn't tolerate Trump would have still voted for him, we wouldn't have had that issue at all. It's because of all of you being a bunch of sissies, a bunch of sniveling, crying, whining babies, because you didn't like the way some guy treated somebody else or the way he tweeted, that we have what we have now. Yeah, you're the problem. And some of you Christians, by the way, I've seen some of you even post things like, oh, Musk is now in charge of Twitter. I guess I'm going to leave. Go away anyways. And you call yourself a Christian? You are a fake. Flat out fake. Sorry. I'm going to call it for what it is. You're a fake. You're not. You make me want to throw up, actually. You make me sick to my stomach. Those of you that act like that. You're not a Christian. Not any way, shape, or form. Yeah, I'm going to call you out. I don't care. Send me the hate mail all day long. I don't care. You're the reason. You go look in the mirror, look around your neighborhood, look around your country. You're the reason why we have what we have right now. Every time you pump gas or you go to the grocery store and pay more money for groceries because fuel is high, go back home and look in the mirror and say, that was my fault. I did that. All these stickers, by the way, running around that have Joe Biden pointing to the gas pump. Sorry, folks, it's not his fault. It's the fault of the people, I'm telling you. It's not Joe Biden. Yeah, he's the repercussions of these morons that voted for him. So they did it, not him. Mealy-mouthed Christians did this. Not Joe Biden. Mealy-mouthed rhino conservatives. Well, they're not conservatives, but mealy-mouthed rhinos that didn't like Trump. The Lincoln Project individuals, by the way. Those of you that are in that. I know most of my listeners aren't, but some of you out there listening might be, or you're hearing a podcast of it. You're the problem. There were so many conservatives even out there all through President Trump's presidency that did nothing but undermine him day in and day out. I don't know why you'd ever want back in. If I were him, I wouldn't. Why would you want back in, knowing all of that? All of the traitors, all of the undermining, all of the, you know, quasi-conservatives that are basically just a bunch of liberals. And I need to quit using the term liberal. Communists. So all of you communist Christians that wouldn't vote for Trump, yeah, that's what you are, by the way. Because like I've said many, many times, either you're for us or you're against us. There's two sides here, good and evil. There's no middle ground, folks. It's good or it's not. I'll ask you this question. What in this country going on right now is good? It's evil that's taken over, folks, not the good. Evil is what's driving up gas prices. Evil is why there are no, you know, there's no baby formula on the shelves. Evil is why our southern border is porous and people are just pouring in. I can go down the list. It's evil that we want to spend $40 billion on a country, and most of that money is not even going to the country to help them. It's going to a bunch of pet projects that Biden and his cronies have. It's evil that we won't allow the Hunter Biden laptop information to go out like it's supposed to. Thanks, news media. You're in the pocket of the communists as well, because you are. Folks, I could go on and rant and rant and rant. I won't do that to you. I will get back on track. But this is so frustrating. And yes, it is you mealy-mouthed Christian rhino conservatives that have put us where we're at. The hardcore liberals, I don't have anything against you. You are what you are. You're mentally ill. I feel sorry for you, actually. I'll say that again. I don't feel any angst towards the hardcore left. You're mentally ill. You don't know any better. The rest of you that wouldn't vote for Trump, you do know better. And you should be ashamed of yourself right now. Inflation at, they say 8, it's like 15 or more. Talk to Scott Garlis later in the program about that. Interest rates continue to rise. The Fed even said today they're going to raise interest rates so high they basically want to shut down housing prices, the rising of, I should say, and cars. They know they can control those two markets, and they will. That's what they said today. So, folks, you better buckle up. Those of you that voted for Biden, don't buckle up. I don't really care about you. You created this mess. You can live in it for all I care. Veterans Windows and Doors is up next. Dave and Todd, again, veteran-owned windows and doors. By the way, everything I just said, if they were sitting right here, they'd be attaboying me. Those are the kind of individuals these guys are. That shows you what they'll do when it comes to how they work inside of your home. So whatever you need when it comes to windows and doors, give them a call. Dave will come out himself as an owner, tell you what you need, educate you, and then give you the right pricing on what's needed. And by the way, if every window doesn't need replaced, he'll tell you that. Or if every door doesn't need replaced, or whatever you want to do, he'll handle it. 303-529-0720 or klzradio.com.
Veteran Windows and Doors proves that you can save people money while maintaining high standards. Owner Dave Bancroft believes product and service should stand alone. You shouldn't need to manipulate customers into spending more money. So when the company he worked for started hiring psychiatrists to train their sales staff, he left. Naming his own company after his military service, Veteran Windows and Doors, Dave chose to focus on quality rather than volume. He stands behind his product and service with a transferable lifetime warranty on all windows and doors, plus a 5-year guarantee on labor above and beyond the industry standard. Dave doesn't hire salespeople. Instead, he visits every customer personally to educate them on the product. Without the overhead of a giant sales team, Dave can offer the same high-quality windows and doors for a fraction of the price. No gimmicky pitches, no hiked-up prices, just quality windows and doors with service straight from Dave. Call Veteran Windows and Doors for a comparison quote now, 303-529-0720.
All right, Bruce Simmons, he is from American Liberty Mortgage, wants to help you with a reverse mortgage if it's right for you. One way to find out, meet with Bruce, tell him your situation. He'll do the rest of the work and tell you whether or not it's a good idea for you. And then you guys can decide together what to do. 303-467-7821 or klzradio.com.
A reverse mortgage line of credit provides a guaranteed safety net in any economic environment. Bruce Simmons started specializing exclusively in reverse mortgages almost 20 years ago, before the recession of 2008. He has seen interest rates and home values in Colorado rise and fall. Although higher interest rates may limit the amount of equity available to you immediately, you still have a good chance of qualifying thanks to high home values. Establish a standby line of credit to protect your other assets. That way, in the event of a market decline, you won't need to withdraw funds at a depreciated rate. Regardless of market conditions, a reverse mortgage allows homeowners 62 years and older with enough equity built up in their homes to unlock a portion of their home's value. Ask Bruce Simmons to set up a reverse mortgage line of credit now. Then, once interest rates drop again, Bruce can help you refinance at very little cost, pulling out even more money. Call 303-467-7821. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, thanks for all the text messages. I will read those at the top of the hour and get back to you as quickly as I can. Sorry, I got to rant just a little bit more. All of what I said give money to Ukraine. We want to vaccinate the whole world with your tax dollars, by the way. Joe wants to send that all over. All the other things I went through a few minutes ago, to top it all off, we now have, and it's been this way, but it's now for sure, that the Biden administration has mobilized the FBI counterterrorism resources to investigate parents, including at least one member of Moms for Liberty, for expressing protected political speech at local school board meetings. So, folks, on top of everything else I just said, this administration is going to spend time, money, resources, your tax dollars, by the way. Let me remind all of you of this. These are your dollars and or borrowed dollars on your great-grandkids. I guess we could say it one of two ways. But these are tax dollars that are now going to be used for finding school board members that speak out and don't like the way things are being run. Which, by the way, they should be doing anyways. That's this administration. So again, I go back to what I said a moment ago. All of you mealy-mouthed Christians, I could almost name some of you off, and I won't. I'll refrain from that, but I could just about rattle off some names because you irritate me so badly. I'd like to slap you silly is what I'd like to do. Slap some sense into you. Literally, you are the problem and why we're here and why this is happening. You're it. I hope you're happy. Concerned parents, Christian concerned parents in a lot of cases, can't even now go to a school board meeting and speak their mind when it comes to their kids' education, which, by the way, it's their tax dollars and mine that are paying for that education, by the way, and funding what's going on there. We for some odd reason, have got things so screwed up that those in power forget who pays the bills. I do. You do. We all do. Us net taxpayers do, I should say. Yeah, I know there's a lot of net non-taxpayers. I get it. But on property taxes, everybody pays, by the way. Even if you're renting, you're paying. Part of your rent is paying a property tax. So we all pay. Why we haven't figured that out and why we don't talk about it more. Folks, it's time to take the purse strings back. And quit letting these guys and gals spend so darn much money and make them accountable. Doggone it. What gives them the right to send the DOJ, the FBI counterterrorism, out after parents because they speak up at a school board meeting? That's a load of you know what. Unbelievable. And yet we sit by idly and, you know, no big deal. It is a big deal, folks. It's a load of crap is what it is. And it's about high time we started telling them that. I didn't get a chance to ask Steve House when he was on with me because, you know, we talk about so many things that are controversial, especially when it comes to COVID vaccines and so on. I'm wondering, when's the FBI counterterrorism going to show up at my doorstep? Because of the things we talk about. That'll be next. They don't like what you say, they'll just show up. Folks, this is like Nazi Germany all over again. They don't like what you say, they just show up at your doorstep and ask all sorts of questions and or threaten or both. Do you understand where we're at? When these sorts of things happen, freedom, I mean, freedom's already been trampled all over in this country up to this point. But we get to this point, folks, we are just a hair away from losing it. Just a hair. And I'm not sure anybody really understands that or comprehends that. These are the things going on right now, right under our noses. And yet, a lot of Christians, oh, we got to be nice. We can't have mean tweets. We can't have a president that tweets out mean. We can't have a president had a past like this one had. Like you're an angel. We can't have a president that acts like this and threatens the UN and threatens to pull out. And frankly, I wish he would have. We can't have a president that talks to Nancy Pelosi like he does. Well, actually, she needs it. By the way, you talk about somebody that literally, literally is as dumb as a rock. That is Nancy Pelosi, by the way. I'm not sure that woman has an IQ of 20. I mean that. She is dumb as a rock. The only thing that makes her smart is the fact she's been in Congress all these years. Her comments about the Senate vote last night, the 51-49 because of what Manchin did, and the fact that the minority won. No, Nancy, when it's 51-49, the majority won. Let me help out your math a little bit. That's the Speaker of the House, folks. That's the third in line for the President of the United States. Let me remind you of that. That's Nancy Pelosi. Heaven forbid we'd ever have her as president. I'd rather have Kermit the Frog. He'd do a better job. All right. Moving right along. Barber's Foods. We'll talk something good here for a minute. Greg's going to join me tomorrow, by the way. We're going to talk about food preparedness in a time like now to where you can't even get baby formula. You need to have yourself handled when it comes to food, folks. There's no question about it. And Greg will help us tomorrow on what those items are, what you should have stocked in your pantry at all times, things even that he's got available that can help you with some of this. We'll talk about the different meats, how you can produce some of them yourself or make some of them yourself. I should say what I mean is, you know, some of the freeze drying and things that go along those lines and so on. How long will actually meat last in a freezer? Those are the things we'll get into tomorrow. And they've got some great inflation-fighting products on their website right now. Go to ranchfreshmeats.com. Get stocked up before there isn't any. Ranchfreshmeats.com.
With the longer days and the warmer weather, I think most of us that have smokers or love to barbecue are already outside on the deck or patio grilling up and smoking up some good meat. But where do you get great quality meat sourced from ranchers that care about the welfare of the animals? RanchFreshMeats.com sells only the highest quality meat sourced from farm and ranch families that we know personally. For the month of May, we have a great special on Wagyu sirloin tri-tips from Dan Morgan's Wagyu Ranch. A Wagyu sirloin tri-tip roast weighs only about 2 pounds, but it packs one of the most flavorful beef eating experiences you'll ever have. If you've never had a Wagyu tri-tip before, you are in for a treat. Go to RanchFreshMeats.com and order your Wagyu sirloin tri-tip. And while you're there, check out their other monthly specials. And thank you for supporting a Colorado native farm family when you buy from Ranch Fresh Meats.
The best export we have is common sense. You're listening to Rush to Reason.
All right, by the way, thank you. I really mean this. Thank you for all of the great text messages. I'm not sure I've had that many in one little segment ever, especially not talking about COVID and Dr. Kelly and all of that. So all of you that have sent in your kind words, thank you. I appreciate it very much. One of you said, I wish the FBI would show up at my doorstep for being outspoken. Yeah, me too, by the way. They'll wish they hadn't when it's all said and done. And I'm guessing a lot of these parents that they show up at their doorsteps, it'll be the same way. I also will venture to guess that in the not too distant future, we'll see some great legal organizations volunteering. We'll help, of course, with cash. But, you know, ACLJ and so on taking on some of these cases where this is happening. Again, this is just garbage, folks. This should not be happening in the United States of America. Our forefathers would be horrified to know anything is going on that I just said a moment ago about the FBI counterterrorism investigating parents. FBI, by the way, Joe Biden, your administration, that's a parent's job. I've raised kids. This is the job and really the only mission of a parent. Yes, they need to make money and feed their family. That's part of the mission. But the other part of the mission is making sure their kids grow up and are educated properly and they're not brainwashed by the communist system that's there. And that's what these parents are doing. See, folks, when you go against the communist regime, like a lot of us are, these are the things that happen. They don't like it. And I'm done calling them liberals. They're not liberals, folks. They're just communists, period, flat out. Quit calling your friends liberals. Start calling them what they are, communists. Because that's what they are. Because again, you're either for us or you're against us. There's no in between, folks. And this is a battle, the battle of all battles. It's a battle for the soul of your country, which also means, in some cases, the souls of your family. Because if a communist has his way about it, God's gone. He no longer exists. That's what the communists believe. Government is the God, not God Almighty, that created this heaven and earth, but the communist God. That's what they do. They replaced the God of heaven with them. They're the new God. That's what most people don't understand, and we have to keep communicating. All right, K&R, the ladies will be with us here in just a few minutes. We'll switch gears, talk. I'll settle down. We'll talk some real estate and what's going on in that world. So don't go away. Hour two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.